This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams, joining Robert here in the studio for a few days. Uh-huh. And now here's a profession for you, corporate comedy trainer. In California, Judy Carter teaches people to use humor to make themselves better at their jobs. We decided to put her to the test. At our suggestion earlier this year, she accepted an assignment that would demand all of her special skills.
My mission was to find the most serious person I could and give that person a comedy makeover. And what better place to find serious people than the U.S. military? So I went to the naval base in Port Hueneme, California, and asking around, I quickly discovered that Captain John Heinzel was my man.
I can't say as I've ever seen him funny. I've seen him serious. I've seen him measured.
I would say he has a very good chance of casting a role as Spock in Star Trek.
Even Captain Heinzel himself realized that he was indeed seriously comedy challenged.
I'd been told I'm not funny, so don't ever try.
It doesn't help that he has a long, complicated title.
I'm the commanding officer of the Center for Seabees and Facilities Engineering and the commanding officer of the Navy Civil Engineer Corps Officer School and the director of the Naval Facilities Institute.
Does that all fit on your card?
No.
Basically, he trains new naval officers and cadets on the history of the Civil Engineer Corps. But the trouble is, he tends to put them to sleep. I listened to a tape of one of his presentations.
This claim of consolidation went from 18 to 5 and then ultimately down to 1. Commander Navy Installations Command is who the installation's coming on is now, or commander is now.
Somebody wake me up. Clearly, a comedy intervention was required, and quickly. Captain Heinzel was scheduled to give a presentation on civil engineer history in a month. I searched for a ray of hope that he had something, anything for me to work with.
Have you ever been called the life of a party?
No.
Have you ever been invited to be in a talent show?
No.
Are you Jewish?
No.
This is going to be hard.
We started by punching up the opening of a speech with a comedy classic, List of Three.
Now, anytime you have a list, the third one has to be funny.
Okay.
Serious, serious, funny. Go ahead.
How many of you have read the history of the Civil Engineer Corps that you got in your read-ahead packet? Okay. How many of you have not read it? Okay, very good. You're honest. And how many of you are here for the Robert Allen No Money Down Seminar? Well, you're in the wrong place. That's meeting elsewhere.
Do you like that?
I think it has potential. I would have to work on it, though, to make sure the delivery came off smoothly, because if you stumble over it, you're dead.
Next, we had to add a runner to his presentation.
Do you have any idea what a runner is?
Somebody who runs.
Not quite. It's a runner is something that runs through your entire act that you keep coming back to. It. Joan Rivers, Can We Talk? Rodney Dangerfield, I Don't Get No Respect. After the most boring part of your show, a presentation, you need to say, isn't this exciting? And that's the key for them to all go, hoorah!
That's right.
Now, how do you spell
it? It won't be hoo-ah, it will be oorah.
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 I told him to add a personal touch to his talk and make fun of himself. Let's face it, everybody else was already.
I do get wild in my personal life and take risks. Yesterday, I drank milk 2 days past the expiration point, and I actually read the unrated version of the history of the Civil Engineer Corps. And he kept me awake.
Oh, good. You're ad-libbing. Very good.
This gave me hope that not only was he getting it, but he was actually looking forward to doing it.
If I deliver that after a couple of these, they'll be like, holy mackerel, this is not your typical Navy lecture.
I left the captain to practice for his upcoming presentation. Over the next few weeks, I coached him over the phone, then returned to the base a month later to see him in action. It was the big day.
You look a little tense. Talk to me.
Well, just nervous about jokes not not going well.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
They don't laugh at a joke, so then they start to lose respect for the position.
And this is all from no one laughing at one joke?
No one laughing, several jokes.
Oh, he wasn't the only one stressed out. Sitting in the auditorium, waiting for him to go on, I was sweating bullets or torpedoes or whatever they sweat in the Navy. Did my comedy makeover take?
And how many of you are here for the Robert Allen No Money Down seminar? You're in the wrong place. All right, I've been practicing that joke for 3 weeks, and I finally got it. And you guys laughed.
Comedy rule number one. When you get a laugh, don't make it seem as if it's your first one ever, even if, as in this case, it is.
I tell you, I'm not as serious as you might think I am. I was just at a function last week with my Aloha shirt untucked.
Lighthearted self-mocking, yeah. Check.
Hey, isn't this exciting? Okay, you're paying attention. Very good, very good.
There's his signature runner. Oh, smart move. Waking the class up for his big finale. A top 10 list a la David Letterman about his newfound approach to life.
Here are some ways where you know you're taking yourself too seriously. Your idea of sweet talk is yes, drill sergeant. Right away, drill sergeant. Colbertson, that's you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the number one way that you know you're taking yourself too seriously as Civil Engineer Corps officer is when your wife's water breaks in the middle of the night and you tell her to call the Public Works Trouble Desk. Okay. Thank you very much. You're up. Carry on.
Captain Heinzel was a hit. Woohoo! I met him backstage, or, well, rather by the Hall of Missiles, for a recap.
Oh, was this at all fun for you? Or was it totally painful?
No, it was fun.
Was it good? Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Let's see. It was as painful as going to the dentist without Novocaine. Hoo-ah!
Mission accomplished. Captain Heinzel is funnier, and America's shores are safe. For NPR News, I'm Judy Carter.
Judy Carter is the author of The Comedy Bible.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.